on the extended 3-hour program, Racing Pulse now hones in on the full Victorian race preview.
Marty Simon is the track manager at Moonee Valley, one of a plethora of race meetings we've got in Victoria in the next couple of days, and they're racing tonight at the Valley, Christmas Party Central. How are you, Marty?
Good, Matt. How are you?
Good, good. Yeah, there'll be a bit of frivolity out there tonight. It's a pretty joyous time of year at the Valley, isn't it, the Christmas time with the night meetings?
Yeah, it is. It's a big time for the club. We have a lot of Christmas parties over the next three meetings, and we do have races on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve this year, so hopefully we get some decent crowds for those two meetings as well.
What's I imagine it's a pretty firm deck tonight.
Yeah, we're on a good four at the moment, going stick at 9.3. I did put on 4.5 mil yesterday afternoon, and that's a total of 22.5 for the week. We've had no rain. We had a couple go around this morning. Daniel Moore rode one. He said it was a genuine good four, so we'll probably get an upgrade probably early in the card, probably around race two or three, but we should be on a good track tonight. Been 6 weeks since we're last in the truth, so that inside 6 metres there has got a really good cover of grass. We covered well from Cox Plate time, and yeah, ready to go for a solid couple of weeks of racing.
Should race pretty fair tonight, back in the true, consistent weather, protected ground, all that?
Yep, that's what I'm hoping. So, like I said, it's in good order. The true only race is pretty good, gives every horse a chance. There's a bit of wear and tear out past that 7 metre mark from our meeting 2 weeks ago. We ran 2 in 7 in a row, so a little bit of marking out there, but that shouldn't impact us too much, and every horse should get a chance.
Beautiful. Have a good night tonight, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Marty Simon there. Mark Hunter joins me to go through the Valley after what's been a character-building week for both of us, really. How are you, Mark?
G'day, Matty. Not every week's good, you know that, in punting.
No. I've copped a real savaging the last couple of days, so I need to... I asked Terry Bailey to help me out. He's given me a couple of tips in races 2 and 3, so... Yeah, let's nail the Valley. Just on the pattern that Marty described may not occur, a little bit of wear out wide, which probably eliminates the big round-em-up swoop. Is that how you see it, or...?
I went and had a walk yesterday at the Valley, and I reckon it's probably the fairest that I've walked in the last couple of months. So I'm not going in, you know, sometimes there you can notice it sort of gets a bit wetter out wide, so you head for the on-speeders, but I wouldn't think tonight will be dynamite, so I'd work on a pretty fair track tonight.
All right, you're allergic to odds on favourites, just as I am, so I'll be interested to see what you make of race one. This is over 1,200 metres. It's a maiden. Clinton McDonald has the odds on favourite here, Flying Tempress at $1.85. $4.80 for Thorny Croft from the Chris Wallace stable, number 6. Same price as Rackerman, number 5. $7 for Magnapur, number 4. So how are we going to get this one beaten?
No, it should win. It's not a bad little race. There are a few chances, but Flying Tempress was good the other night at the Valley, beaten by Araki Summit, which is not bad form, and you could argue it should have won. Got held up, had to go back inside, just failed. I think with race experience, the good gate, it ends up in the first 2 or 3, whether it's leading, whether it's outside leader or somewhere there. It should be able to control the race and get the job done to beat number 4, Magnapur, who closed off pretty well on debut at Sale, went for a break, come back, has trialled up nicely, gets a good draw. 6, Thornycroft, ran well on debut. I don't think that was a very good race down at Geelong, but race experience, barrier 1. And then 5, Rackerman, who's trialled well, hasn't shown a lot of early speed, so just might be giving away a big start, but look for it to be closing late. Good little race. The favourite, the one to beat, 8, 4, 6, and 5.
8, 4, 6, and 5. All right, well, let's get this one rolled then in race 2, the odds on. The scratchings here are 3, 4, 10, and 12. 1,200 metre benchmark, 64. Corner off is the odds on at $1.85. $5 Unlimited Magic, number 7. Another one for Clinton McDonald. $10 Capital Express. And the one I like, number 5, Tropicone, is at $8.50. Can we get this one beat?
It's my top pick, but again, it's a good race. I wouldn't say it's over the line. It was terrific first up. It went forward, sat on the speed, and just blew them away and took a sit at Sandown, got strung up a bit, got clear and just failed. You'd think here that it presses forward from that gate, ends up in the first couple. It should be able to park handy and should win the race. But it's got some dangers. Number 7, Unlimited Magic. It was a terrific debut win. Just picked its way through the field and roared past them. Didn't beat much and got a wide gate, so has to go back and hope things unfold. 5, Tropicone, it's got a good chance. It was wide the other night. It's got gate 2, gets a beautiful run. And then 9, Field of Praise, who looked terrific winning on debut, didn't fire next time, gone for a spell, got that 3 kilo claim and has trolled up quite well. So a good race, but number two, the one to beat, 2.75 and 9.
2.75 and 9, race three is a benchmark 64. A Nelly odds on favourite in Pitchinun, number 12 for Danny O'Brien. $9 for Hardly Sweet, number 10. $6.50 Ashy Boy, who's danced every dance, number 2 at $6.50. That's about it. $10 Nordic.
Yeah, Pitchinun, the one to beat. Again, you don't really want to rush in at the odds. It's consistent without winning. It goes forward, gets a beautiful run from Blake Shin. It's going to look the winner. Right up until the last 100, just has to hang on. I think the value runner is number 10, Hardly Sweet, who's had two goes back for two duck eggs, but got through the line quite well last time. Looks ready to fire. 4 Nordic is consistent. This is about its right distance. And 5, that's incredible. You've got the job done last time on the wet track. Getting fitter, getting up in trip won't hurt it. It's got some chance. Couldn't take the short odds, but pitching on the one to beat, 12, 10, 4 and 5.
12, 10, 4 and 5 over to race 4. This is over 2,500 metres. The scratchings here are numbers 1, 4, 5, 6, 9, 12, 14. So it's been a bit decimated. This Angel, who's the red hot favourite, they gave it no hope the stable last start, and it's still bolted in, so I don't know what to make of that. $2.30, fixed odds favourite. $4.20 for number 11, Platinum Spirit. $5 for Look Sharpish, number 10. And $6.50 for my little mate, Schultzy, number 3. What do we make of this one?
I think Look Sharpish is a terrific bet each way here. It should have won a race here a few ago, then been to harder races, hasn't had much luck, too far back last time, got through the line well. I think this is an absolutely perfect race from a good draw, and I like Look Sharpish each way to beat number 7, Corbulo. Been a bit disappointing. Last run showed some sort of form. I think it's very even outside of Look Sharpish. 2 Angel led. Got the job done on the heavy track last time. Got that 3 kilo claim, which will help around here. It's got a chance, but has to be sort of under the odds. And then 11 Platinum Spirit, who's consistent, got the wide gate to overcome, but got Blake Shin in great form. Only horse I could back is number 10, 10, 7, 2 and 11.
10, 7, 2 and 11. It's 12 minutes past 11. We're going to take a short break and come back with the Quaddy Legs at the Valley with Mark.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian form preview.
Quarter past 11, Hillsville's just around the corner, Mark, but we might rip through the fifth race at Moonee Valley. The scratchings here are 1, 10, 12, 14 and 15. A couple of interesting runners here. Meteorite used to fly at this track. $8, $5.50 Jungle Sensation, number 5. $6 for Ojo San, who... got to have a big hope here, the 4. $3.60 favourite is number 8, Mutinous, and $8.50 for number 11, Moon and Back.
Yeah, I'm with Ojo Sen. I liked it 2 starts ago. It just couldn't get on the track and should have won the race, then went down the straight. Maybe a bit close in the run, and I don't think the straight suited it. There's good speed here. It always needs luck around the valley, this horse, but the race does shape up pretty well for it to beat number 8, Mutinous, who, running here and not packing him tomorrow, Mutinous has got good speed, was a dominant win last time, going to be very hard to run down. 5 Jungle Sensation just never runs badly. Got speed inside it just to make it work. And 2 Meteorite, who's in another stable now. He's looked the trial okay. Just want to see it deliver it on race day. 4 just needs luck. 8 the danger. 4, 8, 5, and 2.
4, 8, 5, and 2. Favourite, the scratching in race 6 is number 11, Cantina at the Valley. $5 for Vasilia, number 6. $5.50 for number 5, Bubbly Lass. Same price as number 1, Star of Chaos. And then Mere Fancy is at $5.50 as well. What do we like here, Mark?
Now, wide open, Matty. We've got a bit of value here. Number 2, Bundle of Fun, who, on its best form, would be awfully hard to beat here. Had the run first up on the heavy track and got through the line pretty well. I just think with the extra run under its belt on a better surface, Bundle of Fun could be a huge improver here to beat 4, Riders Mischief, who ran on well last time against the race shape. Got a good run, gets a good run from the draw. 1 Star of Chaos, with the blinkers back on, you think it would just spear to the front and take running down. And 6 Vasilia, always a chance. Was scratched there recently, not sure why, and only just runs out the mile. That's the query there. 2, 4, 1, and 6.
2, 4, 1, and 6 in race 6. Race 7 is a 1,500-metre benchmark 64. The scratchings are 3, 10, 11, and 14. Arctica number 2... is the $2.40 favourite. Freedom Escape is at $8.50, number four. $6.50 for number seven, I'm a Shelby. Indifference, number eight, is at $6. If you don't like the favourite, then you're going to get a little smidgen of value here, I think.
Yeah, the favourite's the one to beat. They had the two horses. They had the two in the race. They're two and three. They've scratched three. Arctica fought on pretty well at Flemington. Just gets a beautiful run from the gate. By no means over the line, but just from that barrier, this grade, it's the one they have to beat here. To beat number eight, Indifference, who's had the two runs back, ready to win, ran on well last time. Four, Freedom Escape. It was good first up. Had to make a long run. Not a bad horse, this horse. It'll win a race very soon. And then seven, I'm a Shelby, who's consistent. It's limited, but consistent. Goes forward, gets a good run from the gate, and got that 3 kilo claim. 2, 8, 4, and 7.
2, 8, 4, and 7. And then we go to the last. This is over 1,200 metres. It's a benchmark 64. The scratchings here are 2, 3, 5, and 11. And a couple of little goes here. The favourite is number 7, Heskett, at $4.40. $7.50, number 6, Grinzinger Prince. Fumble 4, Address Melbourne, is at $9.50. Number 1, Magnum Bullet. If it was at Kiton, it'd probably be about a $4 chance, but it's at $19. $6.50, Croatia, number 12. And then just endlessly, number 15 is being well backed. It's $4.80. And Guerrello, first up for Mick Kent, is now into $8.50. So there's a bit going on here, Mark.
Yeah, this one was a bit tough for me, Matty. I didn't know what to tip here. I tipped number 7, Heskett, who we haven't seen for a while, but has trialled well. I think it's the best horse in the race, just got that barrier to overcome. To beat 12, Croatia, who's racing consistently. It's no star, but it's hard, it's fit, it's honest. 10, Free Flying Star, just a fantastic trainer, Paddy. It'll run well fresh, weaving through and running on. And then 15, Endlessly, who's going to get a beautiful run for Willow from the draw. It's there in the mix also. Not much between them. Luck in running vital, 7, 12, 10, and 15.
All right, how are we going to play it in general?
Pretty tough night tonight. We'll go the best, race 2, number 2, corner off. The value, race 4, number 10, Look Sharpish. The quaddy going wide, so just a flexi. First leg, 4, 8, 5, and 2. Second leg, 2, 4, 1, 6, 8, and 12. Third leg, 2, 8, 4, and 7. Come home, 7, 12, 10, and 15. Play of the day, bit of value, just an each way all up for $4 for $1 unit. Race 4, number 10, Look Sharpish. Race 6, number 2, Bundle of Fun.
Terrific. Good on you, Mark. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, Matty.
Mark Hunter there.